Blog Talk Radio.
Lightworker Radio, and I'm Christina, your host this evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight we are actually coming to you from our sorry, I have a bad cold, so my voice isn't there very much, but we're coming from our bi-monthly gatherings at Simon's Place, and I'm actually not there this evening, and I'm at home coming to you, but everybody will be joining us, and Almeen will be joining us this evening as well for questions and answers and any current insights and things that are happening right now. And I'm just going to check online to see if everybody's there. One moment.
Hello, Christina.
Hi, Almeen.
Hello, my love. Sorry to hear about the cold. Is it snowy up in Toronto yet?
Oh, no, it's not snow, but I would have to say that for me, this started a few days back with my hip going out pretty bad, and I couldn't walk, and then I got really sick, and then I read the message. On the Institute of Human Potential. So that tells me a lot of what's been happening, and maybe we'll talk about that this evening. I think Simon, are you there, Simon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, thanks. So I'm at home,
hello,
but everybody's tuning out. Yeah. Hello, everybody. I actually lost the internet 5 minutes before showtime, so I didn't know what was happening here. Thank you, Almeen, for being with us this evening. I would like to start with a couple of questions, and then I'm going to ask Simon maybe if he could help me, because my voice might come and go if he has any questions, or if there's anything that you would like to share with us that's currently happening right now, which I'm sure there's a lot going on.
Yes, my sister, and other questions first, or shall I just sort of jump in with both feet? We can perhaps start with questions.
Okay, I want to ask something, and because it's... sort of at the moment bothering me, and I'm trying not to let it. Right at this moment, my brother's just taken my nephew for his H1N1 shot. He's 3 years old, and I'm starting to really feel that, and I'm just wondering if this is really going to affect him, or is he, as you spoke a while ago, or not a while ago, in a few shows ago, about children that were, you know, immortal masters, that this wouldn't affect them. And I'm just wondering, do you see that it would? Because he is very energetic, very vibracious. He's very in tune with things. You know, he hardly eats, and he's just always so happy. And I'm just wondering if this will change anything.
On our diary, there were, in fact, I can tell you the exact days that it was, because we had quite a spike in our listenership on the AlmeenDiary.com. But I believe that it was the last 4 or 5 days of October 2009, where we were on a daily basis giving information and methods to actually heal, contain, you know, so it doesn't actually, it's contained, and then how to heal it, and so on. So that is on our diary. And I would really strongly recommend that folks read that first, because on the 31st of October, I think it culminated, it ended, a series of postings. And on the 31st of October, I actually posted a conversation that I had with the Infinite regarding the issue of the vaccines. And so, you know, the bottom line of it is we have the tools to counteract it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just you are a Belvaspitam master, and people don't even need to be a Belvaspitam master to use those tools that are given on those last 4 or 5 days of October on the diary entries. But by proxy, just say this child, you know, is going to be healed by these methods, and it's a proxy for children everywhere.
Okay, so there being that he's just had it this moment, I would still do any of the healing?
Yes, because the containing of it is, number one, that the vaccine is just not what it seems.
Right.
And, I mean, it's designed to with nanotechnology in it, to turn people into, eventually, you know, a few generations down the road,
mm-hmm.
compliant sheep.
Right.
And so the point of the matter is, and I didn't know this, but I've had almost nightly visitations from star beings giving us the interstellar mysticism for February, and so it's been very handy because they've also given me pointers about Earth life that they see from a distance, and distance as in perspective. And so, you know, that plus my conversations with the Infinite regarding the vaccines is how I come up with this information of what is really inside that vaccine. Now, the method to counteract it is there, and I heartily recommend also the 18 sound elixirs because it is possibly the only technology on Earth that is designed to cope with an invasion that we haven't realized we had. You know, I wish that I could tell you that it is all gone because until everybody moves into a higher level of life, some people are still holding parts of the old paradigm in place. And I've been working for days on this. Some of it will go onto the diary tonight. But for days I've been concerned with this issue of the old paradigm being kept in place. We found something extraordinary 2 days ago. I started to realize that the Pleiadian musical key that was the crocolith that appeared, I think it's called the Sanctuary for some reason, but it's, you know, the Wiltshire group just sort of named the crocolith, but it appeared in Wiltshire, I believe that it was August of 2008. And it's a musical key from the Pleiades, and it certainly unlocked the Pleiadian music for us, which I immediately, Paul recorded, and we just need to work on it still. But it's more than that. There is a musical key that's unlocking for us. The biggest problem of all, which is why we keep fixing things and it keeps reoccurring. There's two main reasons why, you know, it was decreed that all nanotechnology be gone. I mean, we've gone through this month after month and this scenario keeps replaying, which is why it is so handy for people to have their personal sound elixirs and also to use the 18 sound elixirs. And for folks that are new to the show, it's on angelsoundhealing.com. But if you could imagine, I mean, it just keeps coming back. And the two reasons are as follows. Number one, humanity has been in a state of hypnosis because of the black noise that came from Klonovik. And Klonovik is the central sun that the Hopis call the smoky sun at the center of the earth. And it was the feminine side was totally blocked from receiving the infinite's voice so that it becomes an expression of the one life. So it developed self-pity. And then the masculine part of Klonovik, which is the outward brighter pulsing that it does for 12 hours according to the beings from the inner earth that was given back in 2006 to me, and people can read about the inner earth in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, but the masculine part of it became, therefore, self-important. And it's fascinating because Toltecs have for eons said that self-importance comes from self-pity. And It was the feminine feeling unworthy, that it couldn't, it was deprived of the sweet things of life. It also felt that it could not accomplish because it was, you know, depending on its own self versus the larger self because of its communication being cut. But that discordant black noise created a hypnotic effect for humankind. It is recommended that masters that have lost ego identification not ever undergo hypnotism because it pulls them out of their God consciousness or their expanded awareness back into contraction. Hypnosis is a contraction of the focus inwardly. Black noise, there's nothing in any of our interpretive parts, you know, that interprets non-cognitive information that can actually pick up and, that can understand what black noise is. Black sound or frequency, which is what we balance in a very careful way in the sound elixirs to cancel out illusion, which is why they're called elixirs, because they work with the alchemical potencies of frequency and light. But that black sound is picked up by the subconscious, you know, the right brain, those tools. I know that they've become more like fields in their functioning, but they pick up the black frequency, but we don't know it. It's at a below the conscious level. Black noise, they don't know what to do with. And the difference between noise and frequency is that frequency has a regular waveform. It has a tone. Noise is irregular, like your child scribbling on the wall with a crayon, and you can't make any sense or any artistic feeling or any shape out of it. It's just befuddling. So that's what it is to man, and so it keeps us to going back into internal dialogue. Because I have masters that go into mastery in my classes with profound transfigurations into expanded awareness or God consciousness or ascended mastery, and then they come back and say, listen, I don't understand this. I'm back in dialogue of the mind. And for a while, you know, I had no dialogue, and now it's back again. That's because the noise has done that. And so that is the first reason why man's hypnotic focus has kept old paradigms in place. It has kept old matrices in place, such as things that have nanotechnology. So now there's a second reason that keeps reforming. And that is what I understood finally from the star beings after enough of them had given their information. As of today, 12 seen planetary systems that we can see with telescopes and so on and know about have given us their information. I am to wrap that up this weekend, and next week we go into the unseen planets, and they will start to give us their information. When you put all of this together, which is what happens during a course that begins, and we've got currently on the Institute of Applied Mysticism, we have it currently there. And incidentally, the Klonovic, incredibly powerful musical elixir, is there for a free download for you. It was so important for me that it start to set people free to receiving the one life voice that, you know, we all decided we'll just give it for free, and today is sort of its official launch to be downloaded from the site, from the Institute of Applied Mysticism. So to get back to what I'm saying, it was only after all 12 races started to give their information that we realized that this was a massive musical key to set us free from an alternate reality that has been created. Exactly how this alternate reality was created, you know, we've had so many alternate realities. It's been like layers and layers and layers of netting over a beautiful statue, and you can't even see the statue. And so multiple layers, and I certainly have some information on how some of those formed, but we are still in an a sub-creation, not the original creation. We are still in an altered reality. And the altered reality holds these things in place, even though they no longer are underneath the surfaces in that which is real. And maybe my suspicion is that they've never, ever been there. But we've never, because what's there is just perfection. It's part of these net overlays. And so, the sound elixirs is, as the only technology currently to deal with the nanotechnologies and the inoculations for swine flu, the ones that you mentioned, they are all loaded with nanotechnology to mind control people into a place of stupor. Who has done it? Gosh darn, what does it really even matter? Mm. We have been tampered with beings that are on Earth. We have been tampered with dark gods that have come back and forth and have managed to stay immortal because they have fed off of us. We have been tampered with from hostile star races. We've been tampered with from beings outside our cosmos. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter who's doing what. What matters is that we can do something about that. And so on the Institute of Applied Mysticism on the 1st of February opens a three-month course that has daily work with music. And it's not just music. It's the sound elixirs that they've given us. Paul is currently, I've done my part, he's now doing his part on the Klanovik 2, which is the masculine part. But if we can, we already have Klanovik 1, which is the masculine part. Klanovik 2 is the one that you can get for free right now. It's not forever, but as a download off of the Institute of Applied Mysticism. He's currently today finishing the first Klanovik masculine part of music. It's, again, it is profound and powerful in the changes that you can feel happening. It's different than the 18 elixirs because in the 18 elixirs you could feel very many extreme positive detoxification, multiple things that happened. The liver would flush out and things like that from those 18 elixirs. This is different. You can feel your reality change. And that's with one elixir. We're going to be having over that three-month course that starts the interstellar mysticism starting on February 1st, we're going to have 26 minimum elixirs. And I will tell you that currently it is looking to me like 38 because it looks to me like our hidden realms are going to give us also 12 sound elixirs. So we have our hands full through March to produce these. And, April, the last 12 of 38 will happen, so it's from 26 on up. So that is the very best we can do. There are things that are given if you have been inoculated and that you can use for others that have been and don't know any better or are stirred by the fear that everybody is creating, and they're on the block.
That's wonderful. And I play the sound elixirs here quite a lot now in the house. So, and I know it's helping definitely in many ways. I was just sort of concerned, about
the
decision. You know, and he's very intuitive as well. But if he's a monster, then he will just, it won't affect him. So thank you very much for that. Actually, I just have to mention something because my van didn't start yesterday, and it appears that the alternator is gone. And you're speaking about the alternate realities. And I just was wondering.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. And I thought, okay. Really getting all the effects here. Okay, I have some questions from the people that are on Skype with us, but I want to ask Simon, is there anything in particular in relation to maybe what Almin has just shared with us right now or any questions that you want to ask Simon?
Can also, first of all, can I speak up a little bit so we can hear it clearly?
Yes, Simon, I will kind of holler into the phone here.
Okay. Well, actually, it's a clarification that I wanted to get from what has been said, which ties into what you were talking about. And that was in New York, we talked about the fact that, how we go through the transfiguration, transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration. And then I think the question was asked, why did we start from transfiguration and the infinite steps in and gave the answer? And then few of your lecture few weeks ago, or maybe a month, I'm not sure at that time, and then you were explaining why we have to go through the linear time again. So I'm not sure what I've changed or what is the reason why we are going back to the linear time, in the linear process of going through transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration.
Yes.
Is it clear? Is my question clear, really?
Well, I think that there's two questions that are possible, and so I'm going to answer them both. But, Simon, the one thing is that, remember I had said that the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course, and by the way, people can still actually it's a matter of a few days more, sign up for that course. And also the Institute of Human Potentials course, if they go to institutehumanpotential.com. But I had asked the Infinite, why did we start with transfiguration? Well, that's because I thought that the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course on the science of immortality and incorruptibility was a transfigurational course. I thought it had to do with transfiguration, and that the alchemy course that is currently running with the Academy of Alchemy was the transmutation, and then we were dealing with the Institute of Human Potential as transformation. Now, as you know, transformation sheds that which we no longer use. And that is what I had thought. I had misunderstood. But then because it's actually the opposite. The Institute of Applied Mysticism is transformational. And I realized that after the students said to me, hey, wait a minute, Almin, why did you feel like we were pushing this sort of boulder off our back when we were dealing with the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course, but then when we did the alchemy course, it feels so light? And I said, yes, that's because it's transmutational. My classes have been similar. In the past, when I've given transformational class, the class is hard work. When it's transmutational, it feels light and easy, and everybody has this fuzzy feel-good feeling, and so forth. But that's when I realized I had that wrong. And the Institute of Human Potential is that which transfigures. And I can really answer very deeply about what transfiguration is taking place during these three courses of 3 months each. That's a 9-month course, because it's just become clear. So then why did the Infinite explain why we started with transfiguration? Because, see, the Institute of Human Potential's first month has been written since 2007. We did first start with it, but not the way I thought. I had been mistaken. And every time I tried to release it to the world, the answer was, no, you can't, no, you can't, no, you can't. Finally, it's for now, so that we can go and take a look at that which happened during very crucial ascension period of the Earth's history in these last years since it began in 2005. And that as we do that, that we gain the missing insights. It seems to me that already the masters in the Institute of Human Potential, and it just began, have already uncovered truth, because this was given to me that we are ahead of schedule in uncovering the things that we needed to see. So you see, I misunderstood what the Infinite was referring to with the words that came through. So that's number one. Did that answer your question, actually?
Yes.
Did you ask?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. Well, then we got the right question. Actually, could I share with you what it is that we're transfiguring? My gosh, now, this being's talking to me. I'm trying to do both at once here. Just one second, please. Uh-oh. Okay, there are angelic beings talking to me, and they're saying, Ishech naisach, usach nase, maku hanichya, ishterek nasa, stuchve tirech, arach nasuch esteva. What the angels are saying is, the form of man is a replica of how life began. Understand what then occurred, and you will understand humanity and the earth. Derech naruch savai keve ashach usmeve kanach. It is to be understood that the skull of the head became dense from what used to be a field. Meshparach nusa vivesh. The body was created as a field, as an image, as a dream. Petech nahuruch sahva eshkeve. Creation took place in an incubation chamber. The chamber is the skull. In the body of the human, also the cosmos is the skull of the infinite's embodiment, though it cannot be understood in spatial terms, for they do not exist. Nechshirech vasu pachkanai eshkiyech nasa usarach vimi anash usta virich ba. The 144 original gods of creation from whence humankind came was not satisfied with the entrapment they found inside the cosmos and felt that it bound them to identity. Peshachtuch nesirik nasach vichki na'ayech. They sought freedom, and thus they formed the spine, cycles of creation after cycles, forming each vertebra in density. Neshech asach uneshva. The spine and skulls, density, is being removed, for it is nesherach nasu. It is created from, it is the result of the overlays of alternate realities. Mesharach nusach pakine, a uyech vishba, sich venech ye kasach. The more man believed reality to be real, the more realities formed. Sarachnu asech, the 144 also. Thus, the dense bones, this not bones, their term is virichstachnat, which is like calcifications. The dense calcifications are now dissolving, and that of which you have spoken, Pereshtraruch nanasach, Kete una ejechkava, is designed to accomplish their dissolving. In other words, the stellar, interstellar mysticism that starts on the 1st of February, the 3-month course is designed to dissolve the alternate realities that have formed that keep these old paradigms in place. And now what I was going to say, let me just see if they're finished. What I was going to say, they're saying, how much more would you like us to say? what I was going to say is what it is that we're birthing. The alchemy of the one, that is a one-month course, and also the only place where you can get the Key Vesta, which is the most powerful alchemical device of manifesting the perfection that underlies the appearances that is available today. So it is the alchemy of the one is in January. It starts the 1st of January. But the alchemy of the one is the forerunner. See, these courses, of course, are given. The Institute of Applied Mysticism's course on immortality was given from the God Kingdom. The Academy of Alchemy course that's currently running, it's no longer at this point open for registration, but it was given to us as angelic alchemy from the angelic realms. The alchemy of the one is given to us by the infinite through the holy libraries. The Institute of the Human Potential is also giving us much of its information through the holy libraries. Those are repositories of what the infinite wanted us to understand, like school books that were written by the infinite for us. And that's why this tremendous transfiguration takes place during the end of the Institute of Human Potential, which incidentally is designed to bring about that which heals all diseases. So there's a self-Belvaspital given as part of that course. That is the Belvaspital to heal all diseases. It will not be available to the public. It's for use on the self. And so what I'm trying to say is where this is leading us is a massive alchemical formula. We have graduates, and these are masters on earth. We have graduates from the science of immortality and incorruptibility. They have understood much of what has gone on with men. They have worked for mankind. They have worked for months getting rid of illusions of that we have cherished as wisdom and things. Then you get the alchemy course. It is designed to leverage gold from lead. It is designed to leverage consciousness in frequencies and in light. Then you get the alchemy of the one. That is also a preparatory course to going into that interstellar mysticism. The Institute of Human Potential has its information given to us by the star beings and the hidden realms and the infinite. When you add those three together, it makes an alchemical formula. We have always created through a triad. And through eons and eons of existence, even when beings with hostile intent make deliberately a non-life-enhancing overlay, an alternate reality that enslaves humankind, and again, I mean, where else, how are we ever going to get free other than this information that's being given directly to us? And so what I'm trying to say is that even the nefarious use of creating an alternate reality uses a triangle. It uses a triad of forces. And they use, you know, have used black magic on a grand scale in big wars, in big massacres, in big genocides, black magic, to create an alternate reality. That was done in the Holocaust of Germany. And if you have been through the Institute of Applied Mysticism course, you will know where the word Nazi and Aryan comes from. That those came, in fact, from the shadow gods, the Anazi and the Aryan. They were, Aryan means the lords of the heavens. And the Anazi means Anazi, this Anai Asai, and then Anazi was a subgroup. They mean the overseers of life. Their design has been to control and keep down the frequency of life. They infiltrated as the leaders of Germany, and they used black frequency in Hitler's speeches to hypnotize the masses. The only that I am aware of, and I mean this, the angels have told me that it is the only, and so has the infinite, the only technology that we have to combat mass hypnotism, as well as the swaying of our emotions through subliminal black sound like harp uses, are the elixirs. So to go back further, so what are we doing? We are creating the next step so that we can go beyond it for humanity. The step is an alchemical equation, and the alchemical equations are the three-month courses. The alchemical equation then takes away alternate realities. Then we go, and they lead to, let me just explain this, so that you take three steps and you come to the point in the middle of the triangle. You step on each corner, the three institutes that we've been discussing, then you step to the middle. The middle is the three-month course that starts in February the 1st. There are four steps to correcting this, and step number one is that you have to remove the black noise and balance Klonovic and the earth. The earth and Klonovic are the conductors of the frequencies, because this is where the Holy One dwells. It's the embodiment of the infinite is on the earth. In addition to that, we have here on the earth the cradle of civilization and the first race, which is humanity, the root race. It's from here that Klonovic conducts the frequencies of all of the cosmic planetary systems. And so if it's out of tune, our whole cosmos is affected. So number one is it has to be tuned. Then the other planets get tuned. The black noise needs to be removed to set humankind free from that which causes mass hypnosis. The mass hypnosis keeps alternate realities in place even when they're removed. So the second thing that needs to be done is that man needs to awaken from the hypnosis. And the sound elixirs that they're giving us is in a very specific order. I have said long time ago, very few of you were with me at that time, but my brother Simon certainly was, in a class that I held in Toronto, that when you walk the labyrinth, and we are referring to the returning of the labyrinth as the first month of the Institute of Human Potentials course. And why we have referred to it as that, it's different than the matrix. The walls that have made up the labyrinth through which we have come from conception to where we are today, is the walls are the matrices, but the entire journey is a labyrinth. The labyrinth is closing. We're getting to the center of the labyrinth. When you walk a labyrinth, then your chakras open in a very specific musical sequence. Third chakra, second chakra, root, heart, crown, third eye, throat. And I used to say to them, you know, you can just sing this in your car when you're traveling, and I used to say, you know, this is going to open your chakras if you can sing it, and especially if you visualize certain shapes that are associated with the chakras at that time. They're no longer associated with those chakras. But it's la-di-da-dum, la-di-dum. Those are, that's the little song, if each chakra is a note. So in the same way, the sound elixirs, and they are like nothing we've ever heard. When you hear Klanovik, I mean, it's a song of heroes. It's a song of, it's time for the earth to reap its rewards for the archetypal role that it has played song. It's triumphant. And it's clearly earth music, even though it has some very strange sounds in it, and there's a wing, wing, wing in the bottom that sounds like a didgeridoo that's actually also my voice. And a strange noise was coming out of my throat, and in fact, multiple of it. Paul Downs, our sound producer, took that one and created an effect on it, like, you know, he explained it, but I don't quite understand it yet, but he put an effect on it that has made it sound particularly the way it is. However, what I wanted to say is this. The other interstellar sound elixirs, they are not like anything we've heard. There's scales, there's one from, my goodness, I think it's Andromeda, that is vaguely reminiscent of Earth scales. And it's incredibly smooth and exquisite. It's from Orion, I think. But there's only one that resembles it. The others are just very peculiar sounds, very unusual, but you can feel something opening in your body. They are opening the cosmic chakras just the way the labyrinth opens your chakras. And so as they open it, man awakens from his trance-like state. Then the third thing that has to be done is the result of man's trance-like state, namely keeping alternate realities in place, needs to be effectively removed. So the alternate realities need to be removed, the next step three. And these are steps that are done in the first month of the interstellar mysticism during the month of February 2010. So after that, there is another step. Man needs to be upgraded to then live at a higher level of life. We have only known these overlays, these subcreations, because they were the walls of our chrysalis. So for us to now fly free, we have to have our wings and so forth develop. To do that, it takes another alchemical equation. The alchemical equation is, again, a triad. And number one, what are the masters, the light workers, the major way showers of the world that are being drawn to these courses? What are they doing? They are purifying humanity. And so then we have, as part of the interstellar mysticism, the purification of our star beings and, in the third month, our hidden realm. They have also been affected by the fact that the earth itself was out of tune and discordant. When the pure humanity, pure and from them, as the cradle of civilization, came the other star races, and then came the hidden realms. When they are added together, like all alchemical equations, a leveraging takes place, and we are leveraged out of the chrysalis into the butterfly stage. We have spoken, and if folks want to listen to this, it's on BBS Radio, the 1st of September at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on Station 1 and Station 2. There are two discussions simultaneously going on. I had to pre-record one of them on translating the cropolis. And there are clear indications that they are saying there's a flaw with the way that creation is being made. The crocodiles have a jellyfish. Everybody knows you get stung by a jellyfish's electricity. and then it has seven generations of life coming out the belly of the jellyfish. This is a crop glyph in Wiltshire. And then every one of them gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. The seven directions formed that way, the seven great bands of compassion, the seven levels of life. But what it is saying to us is that it's an electrical method of forming life. It is a form of cloning. And with cloning and electrical creation, every subsequent generation gets weaker. On the other hand, with an alchemical formula to create a new reality, it's leveraged upwards. You don't, in the past, when life began, first the 144 gods formed, then humanity formed, then from humanity came the star races, then from the star races came the mystical kingdoms, and so on, generation upon generation. Instead, now we add all three together, and we will add them all three together by their sound elixirs as a proxy, an alchemical equation to birth a higher way of life. And that is what that course is designed to do. And now you can understand the importance of these preceding courses leading up to it.
Definitely.
Hi, Amy.
Sorry,
yes,
Simon, did you have a question?
Yeah, just a follow-up on what I just asked before. And that is, are we still predictable when we follow this linear progression that we normally follow in the past? I think that was the explanation that was given why we have to go the other way. Are we predictable following the linear progression from...
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And here's why, Simon. See, the masters that have gone through, say, the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course, I mean, their life is in such... I read the forum and have done so on and off, not every day, but on and off during these months, because James, that, you know, set those platforms up for us, has passed me multiple times your comments on the forum, and I've been reading them. And I can see that you have, that your lives have become so pure that it is lived very spontaneously. But the steps that we are taking in these three-month courses is, in fact, so that humanity can be purified. So look at what the masters of the earth are doing. First, for a nine-month gestation period, they are wrapping up the old way of creation, the linear progression. They are purifying humanity, and with enough of them doing this particular work, humanity will then come with us into this new reality. Otherwise, reality split, which is not, of course, desirable because it creates duality. So number one, they're doing this work for humanity, even those that are beyond it. But we know that those courses also have work that we need to do for ourselves. That's why I have been stressing in the the audio parts of the course, I have been stressing that this is not just an intellectual exercise. We must find those things in our own lives, because just like the classes, we hold on to these little occlusions so that we can be the proxy by seeing it and turning it to vision and perception, and then, you know, we do it for others by proxy, like a pivot point. So we are being predictable because in these three stages, we are wrapping up the middle of the labyrinth. We are wrapping up the last linear steps of change on behalf of humanity. Then we go into the next by wrapping up, by purifying the star races and the hidden realms. By purifying those, we are actually getting to the point where we now have pure components that we can add together to birth exponentially a new way of being, a higher form of living. And the everything we know about the laws of existence will change that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sweetheart, I hope that answered it for you, my love. I'm thinking, I get this warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart when I hear my brothers and sisters from Toronto. But anyway, just to continue, I hope that answers it. There are things we're cleaning up, Simon, and those things are not only on behalf of others, they're also in us. For instance, when I wrote that first month's course that has just begun again on the science of immortality and incorruptibility, I was continually taken aback about how I had taken things for granted as the highest truth that was based on illusion because it defined itself by what it was not, which is one way to know that you're dealing with illusion. The other way to know it is that it has an opposite. Even something like innocent has something that's an opposite. So at the end of the day, what is innocence? It's an illusion, and it's that first band of compassion, the first, you know, level of life that formed, which is tribalism, and so forth. So I was constantly learning, and we are doing it for others, but what my point is we're also doing it for ourselves.
I think George, you have a question.
Yeah. Hi, my beloved sister.
Oh, it's my honey bun. Hi, sweetheart.
My honey bun. You pretty much touched upon the observations. I'm going to give you the observations, and it's all going to lead into Klenovic. I listened to BBS1 yesterday quickly, and I can't tell you how happy my heart was to hear Paul and Rogier. It's the sweetest I've ever heard the both of them on the radio, especially Rogier, and to hear Paul giggling and expanding on the radio on how he feels when he's able to see things with his naked eye. It was just so blissful to hear them that way with you. There was no resistance. It was effortless. There was just a joy yesterday on the program and on Saturday, by the way, on Sedona Talk Radio. But my sister,
thank you. I will tell them.
2 weeks ago, hug them for me too. 2 weeks ago, we were at Simon's, and we had the Oracle Shelley here. And I'm sure that she forwarded her notes. But there was, I'll give you the three observations and the four, and then I'll tell you. And I'm doing Human Potential and the I Am together, and it's just awesome together. But here's the observation. While we were meditating, just after the meditation, we had an open forum. It felt like a pod. And old feelings were coming back, like you just talked about and Simon touched upon with the linearity of everything. And I was sitting there, and Sandra and both Shelley almost started tearing, talking about a lost child that they were seeing in visions, and they were describing sort of the same lost child, which to me, I immediately related it to the inner child, the dissolving of the inner child. And it's going to tie in with Klenovic right now with what I've been feeling. So while we were meditating and trying to clear these things, Shelley saw seven rings. And you've been mentioning the number seven right now, and the three courses are 9 months. And I had in a Tibetan Buddhist store just the other day, he wrapped a sort of like a what do you call these things?
A prayer
string around my wrist as a gift, which has nine knots in it, which is the nine-month course, the three I Am, the three Alchemy, and the three Human Potential. So it's all tying in with my observation. So we went through these seven rings that Shelley saw, and we were clearing sort of like the fragmented pieces of the dissolving body or the matrix. And how I've been feeling is absolutely effortless and no resistance, but the bliss and the joy, my beloved sister, is beyond conversation to the point where people can't handle it because I see it in their eyes. Very few can. There's certain ones that can. My beloved Oracle sister out in California, Alana, can understand it. And we went through the seven rings. We dissolved that. And then since that point, I happened to meet my twin flame soon after that. And there was a healing. And I shot up so high, and I haven't come down, where I lost the stars and the cosmoses. and you're describing the 12 unseen planets and how we're recreating how we're moving into this beautiful, purified space right now. And I feel like I'm already there because it's so pristine. And what's happening is everywhere I go, and there's a like attracts like nature, wherever it is, there's an entourage of fields with me, and the rooms clear out where I'm only one-on-one with the like being that's like with me. So the question is with Klonovic, I feel like, because I've been seeing light beams come from the sky down into the ground, and I thought it was something that's coming from the higher sun, the mother sun, down to the ground. Now I'm realizing it might be Klonovic trying to communicate with mother sun. And it's all tying in with the inner child that Sandra and Shelley were seeing going through the seven rings, the nine-month course, and the bliss state. Is there any correlation with Klonovic with what I just said to you right now, my sister?
Let me quickly ask the infinite, and I will not speak the language just for sure. Brevity's sake, because I think we have only a few minutes left.
Yeah, we only have 2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, let me quickly answer that.
Thank you.
The infinite is saying that there is indeed three threes. We've only mentioned two. The three courses that purifies humankind, the purification of the hidden realms, man, and the stellar races, and they then join together to upgrade life. Once that is complete, they join with the original gods and goddesses of creation, and the embodiment of the infinite is the final triad of joining. And that this is to birth life into that which is completely into oneness, so that it's, in other words, all is then formed from that which has had no beginning and no end. Let's now just go to the last question in the last minute here. You have seen things coming down into the ground. The infinite is saying that the planetary systems became aware that we were in a critical stage with Klonovic. It was causing tremendous bowel problems in the stomach area, around the belly button area, mm-hmm. for humankind, and many of the masters were feeling it, and the stress was creating crime sprees. And so the infinite was saying possible wars. And so the infinite was saying they were trying to alleviate it, and those actually came from ships where they were trying to send in something that would help balance it. And it's actually only now that it's coming into balance. So I think we better close off, and I will just say thank you so much for having me, Christina, my love, and hope all goes well with you. And thank you, my brothers and sisters. Love you all very, very much.
We
goodbye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye,
bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for being with us on Lightworker Radio, and hopefully that you will join in with us again next time. And I'd like to thank everyone at Simon's, and I hope that I can be with you the next time, too. And I send my love and blessings to everyone. Good night.
Thanks.
Good night, Christina.
Good night.
Good night.
Nice.
Not next week, the week after, right?
No,
that's
Monday.
Monday this week?
Yeah, next week.
3 days or the whole week?
So it's fine.
The whole week.
It is, eh?
You leave this weekend.
You leave Friday?
No.
No.
On Monday.
Sunday.
No, Tuesday.
It starts on
Wednesday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's going to be nice. That's
going to
be nice.
Are you still on the phone? I was thinking about that.
Yeah, they were. I guess we turned them off. Are they on? I hear them.
Who's on besides the
we're
man?
We are looking for you. We thought we lost you. We are just talking about Coruscant, so we're going to be there next week.
Oh, you have to lower the volume a little bit, Simon. I'm not hearing you well.
Oh. Yes, we're coming on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah So we're looking forward to see you.
Yes,
we
forward to meeting you.
I think that's Sheila, right?
There's a what?
Light cotton clothing.
Oh, is it very warm?